Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which is our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is one of the three captains of the UVA football team, nose tackle Dante Wilkins. Dante, I know you've been on quite the media blitz for the past 20 hours, starting with Coach Mendenhall's radio show last night, and I appreciate your making time for this. How are you holding up?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's get the obvious question out of the way. As I think everybody in the Commonwealth knows by now, 61 UVA players had the honor of selecting their jersey numbers at Scott Stadium Saturday night. You were the second player to pick as chosen by your teammates, and you went with jersey number one after wearing 93 your first three seasons. What is the appeal of number one for you?
Well, it all started when I first got here. Trey Nicholson, he was one of the great leaders to me. You know, he never really was voted captain or anything like that, but he was one of those guys who just led, you know, by example, you know, not always by his words. And just seeing him wear number one, I always told him I wanted to wear it when he was gone. I always said I wanted to live up to what he was doing. So I thought he was a great player here. And when it came time to pick, we thought we were going to be able to duplicate numbers.
Right.
You know, so I was part of the task unit leaders to pick the order. And we picked Jordan Ellis first, and I thought he was going to pick one, and then I was going to pick one, too. We were going to both wear it together. And then we found out that we couldn't. And the guys asked, like, yo, you want to go first? We could switch y'all. You could go one, and then he can just go two. And I just thought it would be right for him, you know, because he earned
right.
it. You know, he definitely earned the right to pick his number first. And he had talked to me, and I had talked to him, and he was just like, you know, like, he's like, big bro, I got so much respect for you. You know, it's your last year. You earned it just as well as I did. So if you want to wear it, you can wear it. He'll just wear 10. And next year, he's definitely going to wear one, you know. So it was just that easy. You know, he let me wear it, and I thank him for that.
Yeah, I talked to Jordan yesterday, and he said he wore number one in high school. And until he found out that Coach Mendenhall did not want duplicate numbers, he thought both you could have it. But that kind of speaks to his character, doesn't
Definitely.
It? I mean, a lot of people were telling me when I asked people how he got the first pick, they talked about how hard he works and how committed he is
Definitely.
To the team, and I guess that's an example of it.
Definitely. You know, it would be times where I would be coming in, you know, and he would be coming in, you know, or if I'd be coming in, he would be leaving, you know, from out the indoor from over the summer and by himself, you know, always by himself, always just, you know, drenched in sweat, just know he's been there for about 3 hours just working on something, so... You know, I just had to acknowledge that, you know, and then him just letting me get the number after he could have easily took it. And you can't be mad.
Right.
You know, and I told him, you know, if it comes down to your gut feeling and you want to pick the number, then go ahead. I could pick another number. I could have picked two. So, you know, it wasn't really a big deal to me because, like I said, he earned it. And that just shows how good of a person he is and how well he was brought up, you know, just to have that much respect for me and just bring it in and just get number 10. I have the same respect for him.
You have a new head coach who is also your new defensive coordinator, and he could not speak more highly of you than he has. What has the transition to Bronco Mendenhall's system been like for you? I mean, from the outside, it looks like you've really embraced everything about it.
It's been love. You know, that's what, you know, I took I live with Smoke and Tim and Malcolm Cook, so we talk, you know, about it, and I just was like telling Smoke and Tim and them, it's been love, you know, it's what we needed, you know, whatever he said do, we were going to do it. Michael Kaiser said it best. He was like, if he said run through a wall, we're going to kick down the wall and then ask questions why we did it, you know, and it's just the whole team has had that, you know, it's just work hard every single day. And that's what he wants us to do is just work as hard as we can every single day and just see what the outcome is, you know. So that's our whole thing is just earn, not giving everything. And I loved it because that's what I feel like we've been missing here, and, you know. And I just love how he treats everyone the same. He gives everyone the same opportunities, the same, you know, every day. And it's just everyone can take it how you want. And I just love to work hard and just prove to myself every day what I can do. And he's embraced it. And so I've
Did you go back or have you gone back and watched any film of BYU's defense under Coach Mendenhall to see how they played? I know you played against BYU a couple of years ago, but you were probably focusing on the offense and not the defense.
Definitely. Actually, this past season, we were playing Boise State, and we were watching BYU film. And I remember talking to Mike Moore, and we were like, yo, they play hard.
Hard.
Like, they run to the ball. They play hard. Like, they look crazy. And it was just, and now it's just funny that we're playing for that coach, you know, and that he is our head coach now. He's my head coach, and I love it, you know. And I see why, going through practices every day, I see why they play so hard. And just going through old film, learning how to play the nose guard position to the best, and it just – I see how they play hard. I see why they play hard, because I'm going through the same thing that they're going through right now with Coach Mendenhall, and it just makes you want to play hard.
Now, he talks a lot about playing to the whistle, right? Like,
definitely.
Right up to the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something – is that new, just kind of that concept of
– half an inch from the ground, hit him. If he's on the ground, don't touch him.
So it's hard to learn
– It's not.
Hard to learn not to cross the line, though, right?
Or, no, you know. You know, you know if he's – if he's on his way down, hit him. If he's down, don't touch him. So, I mean, it's just a fun defense to play in. It's just he physical is what he wants, and physical is what he's going to get out of me and out of the other 10 players on the field at the time. And we just, you know, it just makes sense, because so much hard things that we've done in this camp and over the summer, and his big thing is doing hard things together. And we've all done it together. Nobody's just done more hard things than the other person. When it came to Coach Mendenhall, we've all practiced hard together. So we just want to smash people. That's what we want to do.
You're from Woodbridge, which, if the traffic is right, can be an easy drive from Charlottesville. It can be a tough drive too. How closely did you follow UVA football when you were growing up? I know Keenan Carter, who played here, was at your high school and in your community, and you knew of him.
I actually didn't follow it that much until I was getting recruited. You know, my growing up, I have two brothers, and one of them I'm really close to, you know, in age. So I just wanted to be like him. He always loved Miami Hurricanes. So that was always one of my favorite college teams to watch. But once I started getting recruited, going into my sophomore, junior year, then I started just noticing other schools, you know. So Virginia definitely became high on my list, you know, because like you said, if the traffic's right, it could be close. So, you know, and then just coming here, and just the campus is beautiful. You know, the social life is great here too. So it just feels like the right place to be.
Hey, you had scholarships from some big name programs too, right? Mm. Tennessee, Michigan State,
yes,
Penn State, Nebraska. Staying close to home obviously appealed to you, though.
Yeah, I'm a big mama's boy, so you know, just staying close to her, and that was all I really wanted to do. You know. And just have the luxury of her coming to see me play on Saturdays, and now, you know, it's gonna be a fun season. You know, she's gonna be at every game. She's talking about driving up to UConn, so I can't wait.
Your bio in the media guide contains a lot of interesting information about you. For me, the most fascinating nugget is the fact that when you were a senior at Potomac High School, you were the Northwest Region Player of the Year for both offense and defense. Now, I get the defensive part, but on offense, you played guard, right?
Yes, sir.
So how does a guy at a position that produces no real stats beat out running backs and quarterbacks and wide receivers for player of the year?
I think my play just talked for itself. You know, like, I was noticed as an offense lineman in high school before I was defense. So, and I just loved playing football no matter where I was on the field, and I just wanted to play as hard as I could every snap. So when they told me I was playing offensive line, actually as a freshman, I started varsity as an offensive lineman. Didn't even touch defense. Not one snap the whole year. And I just fell in love with it, you know, just making people go places that they don't want to go. So it was just literally every play, my goal was to get a pancake. Every single play. So I just loved it. My running backs in high school, they loved me and I loved them. So it was just a win-win situation.
Little known fact, I didn't know it till about 5 minutes ago, that did not make the media guide, is that you actually played lacrosse.
Definitely.
For a little while in high school until you gave it up.
I played all the way up until the first game my senior year. One of my best friends, Ryan Alexander, he asked me, did I want to play a new sport? You know, we were thinking about like lacrosse or like soccer. And I was like, man, I can't keep up with soccer. So at least I can hit somebody in lacrosse. And so we actually go out. We make the team. You know, it was fun for about 2 weeks. And then the first game came, and I was like, I can't do this.
Too much running?
I don't know. I was really focused on trying to be in shape, and I guess that could have got me in shape for coming here and just getting stronger for college football. So that's what I really wanted to focus on. And, yeah, the coach was really mad that I quit. So hopefully he's forgiven me.
Speaking of getting in shape, had you done as much running in your first 20 years of life or however many as you did, you've done this spring since Coach Wintrick took over?
No.
What kind of shape you in now?
Best shape of my life. I feel like I can run forever. You know, it's just, I remember when Coach Mendenhall got here, he said, run. And when you think you run enough, run again. And then after that, pick yourself up and run again and train and train and train. So I got that hint right there from the first time he was in McHugh sitting there talking to us. And I remember over the break, I went to one of my close friends. He coaches at Lake Braddock High School, and he coaches track there too. And I was just like, I need to run. So I was literally out there at like 6 o'clock in the morning running with like high school kids around the track.
Just at Lake Braddock?
At Lake Braddock, just trying to run as much as we could. So, and it paid off because, you know, I came in and I definitely attacked every conditioning workout, and I did good. So, but, you know, this whole summer we've just been running every single day. We've been running from conditioning tests to being able to practice.
Just from drill to drill in practice.
Drill to drill in practice, you know. So if we don't run, we have 30 seconds from one drill to another, and at the end of that 30 seconds, we've had to take a snap in that drill. And if we haven't, start the whole drill over again.
What's Ruffin McNeil like to have as a position coach?
I'm trying to think of a good word, but there's so many when it comes to Coach Ruff. You know, he's a loving person. He's you see what you get. You know, it's nothing but love when it comes from that guy. You know, talking to him, he just wants the best for each player. No matter who we are, no matter what we want out of life, he just wants us to accomplish whatever we can. He just knows that we can if we put our minds to it. And he's been around 30-some years of coaching, and he's seen it all. He knows it all. You know, just talking football with him or talking life, he wants the best for his players. You know, and it's just amazing having a guy and just hearing him talk every team meeting and every day in the morning. He talks to the whole team, and it's a blessing to hear him and just hear his wisdom and just hear him talk about how he believes in us. And sometimes I feel like he believes more than we do sometimes. You know, it's just that much. Like, that's what our coaches are like. They want it just as bad as us. And Coach Ruff is just a loving person. I'm just blessed to be able to be coached by him.
You started only one game as a junior last year. What's it mean to have been chosen a captain by your peers and to have the public support of your head coach the way you do going into this, your final college season?
It just shows that my hard work didn't go unnoticed. You know, I saw Jordan's little interview earlier, yeah. And and I was listening to him. It was just like, wow, like me and him are in the same boat. You know, this is, our hard work didn't go unnoticed. You know, from, we didn't stop. Like, just Coach Ruff says, control what you can control, controllables and uncontrollables. And I know what I can't control is just how hard I worked. And how hard I've never stopped working. So, you know, just going hard every single day, finding something to get better at, even when I'm not getting the reps that I thought I should be getting. You know, just keep going. And then obviously my teammates saw it, and they believe in me to lead them to victory, and I believe in them. So, I'm blessed. I'm honored. It's a good feeling to know, and then to be able to share co-defensive captain with Micah Kaiser.
Right.
It's just, you know, he was my roommate my first year. So, you know, I've seen him grow as a player and a person. It's an honor. Can't wait for this season.
As I think most fans know, Virginia has switched its base defense from a 4-3 to a 3-4. With you in the middle, obviously, you and Andrew Brown are familiar to people who follow the program. There are a number of guys on the 2-deep people don't know as much about. Let me ask you about some of them. They're Stephen Wright, Eli Handback, Juwan Moy, who's a true freshman, and Jack Powers, who shows up here in July from Arizona State. What about those guys? Because some or all of them are going to have to contribute this year.
I love all those guys. You know, Did you say James Trussella?
Yeah. Okay. I did not, but I should have.
Definitely. You know, just all those guys. Every single one of them. You know, Stephen Wright, he's literally killed every workout this summer. You know, his hard work has been seen by everybody. So, you know, him and then Eli, he doesn't really talk much, but he's one of those guys that you can always trust that's going to be in his gap, that's going to do the right thing, you know, that's going to be on his assignment. So, and then, you know, Jack Powers, he played O-line last year. He's been playing defensive line for since August.
You know,
so, and he's made strides, you know, and I was just watching film with him last night, just going over plays, and it's just I love every single one of those guys. And just James Trussella, Coach Hunter calls him the junkyard dog, you know. So
I mean, he's your understudy or one of them.
Definitely, and I love him. You know, he tries so hard. He pushes me in the weight room every day. Every single one of them have been pushing hard this whole summer, pushing me, you know, to be a better captain, a better leader. And just pushing each other to just get better. Andrew, you know, that's Andrew. You see what you get. You're going to – looks like a freak of nature, you know, 6'4", 290
right.
pounds. That's him. A workout kills him. Practice, runs to the ball, you know. So every single one of those guys have been just putting in a tremendous amount of work this summer, and it's been paying off.
Juwan Moy is one of the true freshmen who is pushing for playing time. That's a lot to ask of a true freshman, isn't it, to come in and – be part of a new defense like this. What has he done to kind of earn his spot on the two deep?
Shut up and just listen. That's literally what he's done. He's just been listening to the older guys, listening to Coach Ruff, Coach Soto, and just running with it. You know, if we tell him something, he writes it down in his notebook and he gets right to it on the field. And I just love the way he works. You know, he pushes. You know, he has his demeanor to him that he's not here for friends. You know, he's here to play football. You know, it's very hard for us big guys to mature to play the game early as a true freshman. But I definitely, you know, you'll see Saturday if he earns his right to play. But if he does,
yeah, he's got to earn his number first. But I guess that can happen.
You got to earn everything here. So, but if he does earn it, then he'll definitely help us win games.
The season opener is Saturday afternoon, 3:30 against Richmond at Scott Stadium. Will you be any more fired up, any more nervous, any more anxious for this one than previous openers?
Yeah, it's my last first game, you know. So I'm excited. I'm ready to go. You know, just like I said, we've done so much hard workouts, the practices, this camp, this off season. That, you know, it was funny. We going against our victory, we call it victory teams, not scout teams. And if they gain a yard, that's a point against us, you know. So we have to do like a up down or push ups or something after practice. And Kelvin Rainey said it best last week, and he goes, "Somebody's got to feel this pain." We felt it all camp, so definitely somebody's got to feel it, and they're going to feel it all season long. So that's what I can't wait for, just to go against somebody else.
Is there a point in the off season when you're going through all the running and doing all that stuff that you feel like the opener is never going to actually get here?
It's gone by pretty fast, honestly. You know, every day we've been going hard, so it was just seemed like that's just the way of life now. You know, just go hard. But we're just ready for every game. You know, Coach Mendenhall says a faceless opponent, so it's not really that we're going against Richmond or Oregon or Central Michigan or UNC. It's another person, another team in our way of trying to, you know, win games. And that's how we attack every day. It's just everybody's the same, and we're going to try to smash everybody.
Well, best of luck this season. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
The weather forecast for Saturday looks great. We hope to see everybody out at Scott Stadium for the opener. For information on that game and all things UVA athletics, check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast.